Welcome everyone to the Lo-Fi Poli-Sci Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Pickering. That's right, Lo-Fi's in low fidelity, low quality, in your face, messy as can be, global news show. It's Tuesday, Lo-Fi Nation, and you know what that means. That's right, it's time for Tuesday's Top 10 List. And today, we're doing the opposite end of a list we did 2 weeks ago. We previously did countries by the highest level of college degrees earned by the population. Now, we're doing countries with the lowest levels of college degrees. And to be specific about our data today, they come from the World Bank. And our measure is defined as educational attainment, at least bachelor's degrees or equivalent, percent of the population 25 plus. So in short, the percentage of the population that are 25 years and older and that have bachelor's degrees or higher. And to match up with our previous list, our cutoff date is data from 2014 on up. So let's go. Coming in at number 10, Sri Lanka, with 4.4% of the population having bachelor's degrees or above. Number 9, Rwanda, with 4.1% of the population. Number 8, Democratic Republic of Congo, at 3.5%. Number 7, Zimbabwe, with 3.3%. And tied for number 6 is Cote d'Ivoire and Senegal, at 2.8% of the population. And now to our top 5, and coming in at number 5, Angola, with 2.6% of the population having bachelor's degrees or above. Number 4, Mali, at 2.2%. Number 3, Gambia, at 2%. Mozambique comes in at number 2, with 1.8%. And coming in at number 1, and the country with the lowest percent of the population having bachelor's degrees or equivalent, Burundi, with 0.9% of the population holding bachelor's degrees or above. And there's our list. But now, as we always do, let's dig into it. And first, I want to do a quick comparison between our number one here and our number ones from our last list. So Canada and Russia both had about 54% of the population holding degrees. Burundi has about 0.9%. Let's just call it 1%. 54% of the population holding degrees versus 1% of the country holding degrees? People, if that's not major global disparities in higher educational attainment, then I don't know what is. And for our top 10 list today, our number 10 is Sri Lanka, was 4.4% of the population holding bachelor's degrees. Our tied for number 11 in our last list, Norway, Finland, Australia, and the UK, have 42% of the population holding degrees. Again, major disparities. And what's more, there were two countries that the World Bank reported with lower percents or equal to Burundi. But however, the data were too old for us to use. They fell before the 2014 cutoff date. And even some of our data here by the World Bank, like for Burundi, for instance, is from 2017. It's 4 years old. And one could most certainly argue that since 2017, the percent of people with bachelor's degrees in Burundi has likely increased over 1%. Seems like a reasonable argument, if, and only if, the trend in the data has been going up. You see, one thing we do know about developing countries is most of them suffer from what is known as brain drain. And if you've never heard of brain drain before, it's the phenomenon in developing countries in particular, where the brightest of students who are college-bound leave the country for increased work and educational opportunities. You know, meaning in countries where brain drain is more prevalent, you could actually see the data we're looking at today decrease over time, depending on what's going on in the country itself. But in order to know that for sure, we'd need data like ours here, looking at the yearly figures of percent of the population that have bachelor's degrees, and see that trend in the data over time. The problem is that the data do not really exist. You see, the fact that we have to use 2017 data for Burundi, for example, is an indication of just that. Many statistics in developing countries simply do not exist for each and every single year. And that's because compiling these data takes both time and money. And money, countries have far more important things to do with their money. And in a lot of cases, international organizations do pay for this type of data collection, like the World Bank, for instance, and our data today. But they don't or can't pay for it in every single country, for every single year, for every single type of data we want. And thus, we have a lot of holes in our data, and it becomes increasingly difficult to talk about trends in our data over time. And for some people, that's a conversation ender right there. But for me, it's an excellent reason why we need to have this conversation. You know, what our data tell us here, and the fact that we have a lack of data, both point in the same directions as far as implications. These countries need help developing. Now, don't get me wrong, I am not saying you need a degree in order to develop, to succeed, or anything else. No way. I explained that 2 weeks ago with, you know, the idea that having a college degree does not equal having a happy life. But rather, the thought comes to me, shouldn't everyone at least have a choice? No, you don't need a college degree, but shouldn't you be able to get one if that's what you want? And shouldn't this be an option in every country in the world? And for a lot of us, this also brings up the next question or the next idea. Is higher education, is university, a privilege or a right? And I leave that question to you and the answer as well. Because again, no matter where you come down on that question, wouldn't it be nice if everyone at least had a choice? And that, my friends, is this Tuesday's Top 10 List. Do you have your own Top 10 List ideas? Send them on in. Do you have good news to share? Hit us up on the interwebs. And always remember that lo-fi poli-sci is more than just me. It's the we that we be. Peace and well-being to all my human beings out there. Much love and always the best. Pickering, signing off.